Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Waxquizical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. We'll see if we can change that today with our guest, and I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing this correctly. Alexander Dyson, is that correct?
Hello, Kyron Wheatley. Yeah, that's my real name. I'm just so, I would say, offended that I wasn't asked to improv today. Oh. I'm going to go with offended that my talents in the world of improvisational comedy have once again been overlooked. Not even overlooked, looked at and then turned away from. You didn't look over them. You looked at them and you ran the opposite direction.
Well, it's only because we need someone with the smarts to get us through the quiz. You know, we need a learned fellow.
University of New South Wales, Year 9 science competition credit. So,
is that a pass? Is that what they call a credit?
Like, no, participation. Oh. There were participations handed out as well. Okay. But I got a high distinction in the maths, so cop that.
Did you ever do any of that inter-school debating or quizzing or?
Oh yeah, I did this thing. I did debating every year and the school musical every year. But one year I was
did they ever meet? Did they ever combine? Challenger. Was it ever Sharks versus?
No, there was no name. We didn't have a school name. Oh. You have to, at Warrnambool College, you had to go to the library and hire a blazer if you were representing the school in a public speaking event. But one of them was the Lions Youth of the Year. Uh-huh. Okay, this was for Port Fairy. I was up against two other people in Lions Youth of the Year. One of this guy, Alex Sinnott, who had the best voice in the world. I don't know how he didn't get into radio. The other person was Mr. Tom Ballard. Terrible voice, got into radio. So it's not a fair world. But the three of us were competing for Lions Youth of the Year. There was an interview process. We do that. And then there was a public speaking process. And we all did a speech. And at the end, the announcement came through as to who was the winner. And it was an equal first position. Alex Sinnott and Tom Ballard won first. Alex Dyson, the only non-winner in that.
Or as that's traditionally called, loser, I believe.
They made a point of not using that term, but
non-winner.
I used my science skills to figure out that I was indeed the loser. But we're going to do better today, I reckon, Kyron.
Yes, I think so. We're hoping to be not a non-winner at the very least. See if we can make it onto the dais today. And to assist in that cause, we have with us a brains trust. Shall we meet them?
Let's say good day.
An absolute pack of dogs we've arranged for you today. So let's kick things off here with...
We've got the Liberal Party cabinet with us today.
Close enough. The Polsky hunting dog Ushka is with us. Hello, Ushka.
Hello, it's so lovely to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us, taking time out of, I guess, the daily hunt.
Or hump, if you will. You know what I'm saying.
Depends on the day of the week, isn't it? And is that how you sort of bookend your days, really, with a hunt in the morning and a hump in the afternoon?
I try to bookend with the humps and put the hunt in the middle so that, you know, get the energy up, do the hunting,
yep.
then tire myself out and off to bed.
Is it a big pack of dogs that you head out hunting with?
A solo hunter.
Ah, woof.
Thank you. Bless you.
So Polsky, the hunting dog, is here. I guess if there's any sort of European questions, you might be able to carry us through there.
Almost definitely, yes, to everything. My knowledge, incredible. As in, without credit.
Okay.
Unlike my debating friend, all about the credit.
yes. So, Ushka, the Polsky hunting dog, is here, but also a dog closer to home. It's very exciting. I can't believe... that she's actually on the podcast today. It's a big hello to Hopkins, my dog.
Dad, yay! Oh, I'm peeing.
She does get very you do get very excited with hello.
Yeah, I used to humping. I used to remember, Dad, you got me a crocodile toy once, and when I was a puppy, and I was just working out my life. I had many intimate moments with the crocodile. Where is the crocodile now? Does he think of me when I think of him?
The crocodile's gone to a farm.
Oh, that's good. Yep. Just like all my other dog friends, just off to a farm, and he'll be back soon. Don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. So Hopkins and Ushka, your brain's trust today. Alex, how do you? Are you excited?
You've met me before, Alex. You know I'm very smart.
Well, you know, obviously I'm going for the win today. We're going for the biggest score of all time.
We are winners.
We've got two of man's best friends here. So I'm not sure even if we don't get that, we'll have a good time with our friends is what I'm hoping for today.
Okay, great.
Oh, pretty low expectations.
Okay, so here we go on question number one. Who was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4, 1968? Who was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4, 1968?
Ooh, pretty. Ooh, what a pretty dark start to the quiz. boy.
Okay, Braids Trust, do either of you know what assassination means?
Yeah.
I was not born yesterday, Mr. Alex, and I am not only aware...
Wow, you're so old.
Very. And I'm not only aware of assassination, but triggered, if you will.
Oh, have you been involved in any assassinations?
I have observed many assassinations, though I will not speak of, because they are listening at all times. All I want to say is to Hopkins, don't look too far about the crocodile. Don't look into it. You don't want to know.
Oh, no.
Well, I assume your hunts would be, you know, I would have thought they were just in public, you know, that's your job. But are they more sort of targeted and covert usually?
The hunts are mercy killings for the weaker ones.
Good Lord.
And maybe that's what happened in Tennessee.
No. This was not a weakling who was assassinated, but the strongest. Some would say a king among men, if you will.
Do you think it was a king?
King amongst men.
A king, or maybe a president, maybe.
No.
Are you insinuating Elvis Presley was murdered?
No.
Do you ought to put JFK, Alex?
No, I do not.
Oh, who do you want to put?
I'm going to go with the Dr. Martin Luther.
Oh, yes.
King.
Yes, the Martin Luther King.
JFK was in Houston.
Not in Memphis, Tennessee.
No,
it was in Houston. No. And, you know, grassy knoll. There were other shooters.
You love a grassy knoll, don't you?
I'm allergic to grass, as you know. So I have to take Apoquil. It's this little tiny pack. And every morning you fight with me to put it in my mouth. And I don't want it.
But you're getting very good. You're getting very good at taking it these days.
I used to be very good at taking pills. So much so I once... Remember when I ate a box of ibuprofen and it cost you and my other dad $10,000 to get my stomach pumped? What a day.
Yeah. What a week, actually. I've never asked you about that. How was being on a drip for a week?
Not great. Had to wear a cone.
Yep.
I'm a dog, not an ice cream.
Yes. All right, well, I'll put down Martin Luther King Jr. there. Question number two. Which Italian pasta name translates to little tongues? Which Italian pasta name translates to little tongues? Hopkins the dog, I'm very sorry.
A big tongue.
You do have a big tongue, but I'm very sorry that you don't really get to eat much else than your kibble.
I see you guys eat the pasta, and every now you're in the kitchen cooking the pasta, and I go, oh, maybe this is the night they give me some of that pasta. And I stare, and there's no pasta. name.
Well, your other dad, Reese, is very good in the kitchen.
Oh. Well, you should tell him more often.
I feel for some reason like I am a third leg, if you will, to a flirting session between lovers. I don't know why.
Hopkins, have you ever walked in on your parents making more than just pasta?
Oh, yeah. I didn't understand it, but I respected the style, if you understand my meaning. I was like, oh, they get it. Cool.
What's for dinner most nights for you, Ushka?
Mostly just the drippings of the snow from the rooftops. Try to stay hydrated. It keeps you thin. But occasionally I will indulge in a pickle of some kind. Uh-huh. Yes, so mostly pickles and raindrops. I'm writing an album. You should listen to the song.
Called Pickles and Raindrops.
Yes, yes, yes. Inspired by my diet. It's a crazy day for me. I don't have many wins in my life. It's mostly darkness and sadness. But today, I do know the answer to this because the little tongues in Italian is associated with a pasta, a linguine. Do you know this?
Linguine.
Yes.
That makes sense to me.
Guini, ini, is that like small?
Mm.
And lingus, mm-hmm. I think we all know. Tongue.
No, I don't get it. Explain it to me in detail.
Well, actually, Hopkins, you're quite familiar with cunnilingus, sort of self cunnilingus, if you will.
I try to keep a clean shop. Let's just say that.
Well, yes. You know, they say if you can reach it, reach it.
Oh, yeah. Like, as if, you know, you say, you tell me all the time, you're like, Hopkins, stop doing that. As if you wouldn't if you could.
I've got to lock in linguine.
All right, I'll put linguine. Question number three. Is the world's largest gulf the, multiple choice here, A, Gulf of Mexico, B, Gulf of Carpentaria, or C, Gulf of Aden, A-D-E-N? Mexico, Carpentaria, or Aden?
Haven't been to Carpentaria. I've been to Darwin. Haven't been to the Gulf of Mexico, New Orleans area. And the Gulf of Aden, No.
I couldn't tell you where the Gulf of Aden is.
Gulf of Aden. No, it just sounds like a dude I went to high school with. Uh-huh. I am lost. You know what I need? I need a brains trust.
Well, good news. Hopkins, you like to swim?
Yes.
You love jumping in the river, jumping in the creek?
I keep running into that water, taking big mouthfuls of it and going, oh no. And then I do some of the most intense shits on the beaches you've ever seen in your life.
I have to say, I don't want to be too much of a creep, but I have seen some wet dog photos on your Instagram, Hopkins.
Oh.
And I would say sexy.
It's the six teats.
So many teats.
You're putting up some thirst traps, Hopkins.
Yes. Only yep. Dogs. Oh. I've got an account.
You could find yourself doing some mutt stuff.
That's not how I pronounce it.
I have no justification for this, but sometimes the answer is in the hat.
Mm-hmm.
Carpentaria, no hats. Aden, no hats. Mexico, big hat. So probably bigger golf.
Okay. So, big hats, big golf. That's what we're going.
That's the song we in the old country. We sing this song. What is the size of the hat on your head? Is it big? And then it goes on for a little while, but ultimately, it's telling something about the wearer. You know,
because the Gulf of Aden, I'd assume that'd be around that sort of. I'm thinking the Caspian Sea kind of, you know, Mediterranean, you know, Middle East area where the hats do tend to get smaller. But you're like, we're going down to Fez.
Yes, going to Fez territory.
Yarmulke territory.
Exactly. Tiny hats.
Yep.
So, I mean, you've convinced me, Ushka. I reckon we're going to have to lock in the Gulf of Mexico.
Okay.
Big hat, big golf.
I'll put Gulf of Mexico, open bracket, big hat, close bracket. See if we get a bonus point at the end there for that.
You undoubtedly will.
Smashing this.
We're back to Europe for question four. Which French king was overthrown during the French Revolution? Which French king was overthrown during the French Revolution?
Well, I did French in high school. Uh-huh. I was a French garçon in high school.
French boy or French waiter? Which one?
Do we have to specify the number? Because if we say Louis, we're in with a really good shot.
Yeah.
but, I mean, there was quite a few. We're getting into the teens.
Yeah.
Ushka, are you a hunting dog for a king around there? Or
who do you work for?
What's your...
Who do you work for?
Again, I cannot tell you who I work for.
Are you can't say.
I cannot say unless you want this dog to be dead. Okay, so I'm not going to do that. But I would say, Louis, good guess, because half of them, the mothers in the French places, not creative. Well, what's this child? Call it Louis. It doesn't matter. They don't care. So I would say Louis.
Is Ushka a storied name? Was your mum an Ushka? Is your mum's mum an Ushka?
No, I am an Ushka. My mum was a babushka.
Okay. Yes.
I feel embarrassed for you that you asked this question, actually, Karen. But
come from a long line of babushkas.
But inside me, nothing.
Let's look at Louis XIV. Okay. 14th, Karen. I'm going to go with Louis XIV.
Okay. Question number five. One for the people who've been watching the Olympics. Australian swimmer Emma McKeon won how many medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? Emma McKeon won how many medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? You've been watching the equestrian, haven't you, Hopkins? You love the equestrian.
They're like big dogs. I wish I was that big, but I am so small. I love it. I love anything moving on the TV, I'm big on. Any kind of movement.
Do you like dancing? I mean, the horse dressage is big. Do you fancy yourself as a bit of a dancer?
I find it a bit uncomfortable to watch. The kind of confidence those horses have, I don't like it.
But the question is, Emma McKeon has won how many medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? Have you been watching the Olympics, Ushka?
I can't say that I have been watching the swimmings or the divings.
Do you like the shooting?
Very much. I like the velodrome as well. I see last night they're doing the velodrome and then they hold hands. They have a moment. Oh, I love my friend. And then they throw them away. Like, oh, it's live. Yeah.
That was chaos.
It was a lot.
I think I saw, was it the Madison? It was absolute chaos.
Oh, my goodness, Alex.
I had no idea what was going on. Commentators, poor old Phil Liggett couldn't explain it well enough for me.
It was confusing. It was intimate. It was amazing.
Olympics coming at the great time in lockdown. Can't wait for the Paralympics to help us through the next little stage. But I reckon, so I saw a bit of McKeon. I didn't know much about McKeon's career before this one, but I'm pretty sure she won 4 gold, 2 bronze. One of the gold in the relay coming just after she'd won gold in the 50 freestyle and then goes and has a rest. And then an hour or two later comes out and swims 200 butterfly to help us win gold in that one. So I'm pretty sure it was 6 medals.
6? 4 gold, 2 bronze.
Let's go with 6.
And what a beautiful sport butterfly is. They just look so coordinated in there. It just looks normal, and they should keep that swimming stroke in.
It doesn't look tiring at all.
You know, why are they in there? No one's thrown a stick. I don't get it.
It is on.
What's the end goal?
Question number 6. Who fought for, quote, truth, justice, and the American way?
Lassie.
Lassie, do you reckon it was?
The Captain America of the dog world.
I mean, it sounds like a Captain America, but it also sounds like something that they'd do for any superhero in America in the 1930s or 40s.
It is so interesting, the type of language that gets thrown around. That is either a superhero or a full-blown white supremacist. Those are the...
That's the Proud Boys motto, isn't it? Is it Proud Boy?
Like, define American way.
I saw something ridiculous on TikTok this week. There's a comic in which Superman encounters pink kryptonite instead of green.
Oh, yeah.
Which turns Superman gay.
Wow.
In that he's suddenly not as attracted to Lois Lane and starts complimenting this dude and his, you know, things.
Do you think that's what happened to your owners, Hopkins?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe you saw that on TikTok, Alex, because I'm 4 and even I'm probably too old to be on TikTok. So that's...
I thought your daddy just got onto TikTok, Hopkins.
And he hates if you ever called him a daddy. very uncomfortable with that. There's different connotations in his community. He tried and he did not understand it. Did not understand. Too noisy.
It doesn't stop. Once you start, it's like going down the drain, but the drain doesn't go to the ocean. The drain just keeps being a drain forever. it's a big drain. I can't tick or talk. I can't do it.
No.
Did you read any? Did you get into any of the comic books when you were young, Ushka?
Not me personally, but my cousin was a fanatic, and I believe it is a Superman phrase, this one.
Tell you that accent with the word fanatic is pretty stressful.
Did you see me have aneurysm before I pronounce?
English is a tough language. Famously. Do you want to put Superman, Alex?
I think it is one of those things that they'd come up with, and then Captain America would have something different.
I have another podcast called Simply Marvelous in which we watch all the Marvel movies, and that has not come up. I have not heard Truth, Justice in the American Way, so I doubt it's a Marvel
A lot
character.
Of chat about Bulge, though. Hoo boy.
Yeah, if you on the podcast, there's a lot of Bulge chat.
I'm a listener.
Could have something
I love
to do
it.
With the pink kryptonite.
All right, let's go with Superman.
Put down Superman. Question 7. Royal Bluebell is the floral emblem of which state or territory? Every Australian state and territory has a little flower as an emblem. Royal Bluebell belongs to which state or territory? What's Victoria? I mean, Waratah is New South Wales.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the Black Swan is...
That's WA. Yep, even though...
Is that a type of flower?
Yeah, not a flower.
Yeah.
Well, yours, Hopkins, so, yours, your flower emblem would just be a stick.
Oh, I love sticks. Plants are only useful when they're dead and dry.
I love that song.
Do your parents ever trick you when throwing a stick, Hopkins? They pretend to throw it for you?
Yeah, that is bullshit.
You often hide them from us.
Yeah, make a little nest.
Build a little nest somewhere off in the distance, and we have to keep going and getting the stick from your nest. It's very frustrating.
Well, this
it would
is
be
it.
Easier if you gave it back to us.
Often I think you think you're taking me for a walk. But that's me trying to get you boys moving. You know, we're in a pandemic. You're not moving around too much. I'm throwing you the stick. You go and get it.
We do take turns throwing the stick away from each other.
Yeah, I've noticed you two have maybe, because of other dads cooking, maybe letting yourselves go a little bit during this global health crisis. Get moving, boys.
I think humans, so cute, they think that they're taking care of their mental health. They're not. If it was not for us, you'll all be dead. All of you.
Yeah. Sometimes... I shit just so you have something to do.
Thank you very much. Finally, someone is brave enough to say it.
Is that why you take 4 shits on a walk?
Yes.
Is it just...
Keep you motivated.
I've never understood that, why you don't just confine it to the one occasion.
My owner, Reese, would also wish in his life he could confine all of that to one occasion, but... You know.
Do you reckon we should get you onto the Metamucil, Hopkins?
Yes. Lap it
Another
up.
Tablet to start the day. Royal Bluebell is the floral emblem of which state or territory?
I feel like there is a clue in the title because I think maybe state or territory, they're like, we had to say or territory because otherwise you would just say state, you know? So yep. I think maybe it is either the Northern Territory, but Bluebell sounds too juicy for the dryness, or the ACTs. Ooh. But maybe it's Northern Territory.
Royal Bluebell, I'm going to go with Tasmania.
Tassie, put Tassie, the one that we haven't mentioned yet. Question 8.
Yeah,
which
it's gotta
former
be, it's gotta be that.
South African president is the subject of a long-running corruption trial due to restart on August 10th, 2021? Former South African president, subject of a long-running corruption trial.
Well, corruption in South Africa just makes me think of Perth.
Do you have a justice system in the hunting pack, Ushka?
We have a fight club. So fight club decides punishment.
Ooh,
death.
Just broken the first rule.
Ooh. And the second.
Oh, no. I've done it again. I have to change.
Do you know, Alex, the name of former South African president?
I'm going to go with one of the few names I know from African politics. And is it Jacob Zuma?
Yeah, I think you might sound be on something there. Question 9. Who is in love? According to the title of a Ricky Lee Jones song. Who is in love? According to the title of a Ricky Lee Jones song.
Is that a typo? Is that meant to be Ricky Lee Coulter?
I don't think so.
Damn it.
Do you like to...
Triple J, we love music. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Ushka, do you like music? Do you like to get down to some polka dancing, maybe?
Love to dance, love to music. Love, not interested. Don't bring it near me. It weighs me down. I have to be light and keep moving at all times. So music, yes, but love... in absolutely no way ever. Thank you.
What about you, Hopkins? Your dads are putting records on all the time.
Oh,
you enjoy
yeah.
the music?
They think it makes them seem more cultured than they are. Something about, it's less compressed or some shit. I don't know. Cool.
Yeah,
boys.
Three songs. You got to turn it over.
There's no one here to perform for anymore, boys. Just put on the iPod.
I'm always worried about your tail near the record player, actually, Hopkins. That you're going to skip a track.
Yeah, well, it's intentional. I'm like, yeah. We've been listening to this improvised jazz album for an hour and a half, and you can't remember if you flipped it yet or not. Maybe less Negronis before we pick the songs, boys. Whew, sorry, that felt very real. At the start of this pandemic, I was like, this is so great. I love these guys being home all the time. I'm now at the point, get the fuck out of my house.
Who is in love, according to the title of a Ricky Lee Jones song? If we don't know Ricky Lee Jones, I guess we just have to pick a name.
Love got to do it? Friday, I'm in love.
I keep thinking of that song.
What's love got to do with
I'm
it?
I'm not in love, but don't forget it. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's not helpful to what...
Who is
it's not
love?
Helpful for what we're doing, but like, it's an earworm, that one.
Which you got to be... We've got to be careful about any kind of worms.
We're just going to have to pick a name, aren't we? Yep. Or a concept.
Oh, it says who
the
is in
love. The world is in love.
Who?
Johnny's in love. Susie's in love.
The name Susie in many songs. Many songs.
Yeah.
Wake up a little Susie. Yeah. Wake up a little Susie.
You remember when Rock was young, me and Susie had so much fun? Not anymore. Rock is old now, yeah. So no more fun for them.
Wow, Ushka, you know so many songs with the name Susie in it. Is that a popular area for you? Is that your genre, favorite genre?
It's just a pastime, Kyron. Don't read into it.
Yeah. Let's put Susie, yep.
That was reluctant at the best.
Question 10. Final question. In the physics equation E equals MC squared, what does the C stand for? In the physics equation E equals MC squared, what does the C stand for? Now, we mentioned you went to university, Alex, but it was for creative writing.
Does it stand for creative arts?
Did you take any physics modules while you were there?
No, didn't touch on the physics.
Hopkins, this is advanced for you, isn't it? E equals MC squared.
It's probably not cunt, is it?
What is the C word? Yeah.
It's one of the C words you hear a lot around here.
Energy. Well, not as much as I used to, though. It has been a calm down. You know, maybe some people have worked out the power of that word and not to overuse it. people grow.
You do go very fast, Hopkins. You go very, very fast when you're at a park.
I have.
How fast would you say that you go?
Oh, about like light, I guess.
Light speed?
Mm. Yeah. Like sometimes I'll bark and it's only a few seconds later you hear the bark.
Ushka, any Albert Einstein, he's from round your way as well. What country was he from?
Yeah, just around the corner. Yeah.
Did you hang out with his dogs or his dogs' grand puppies?
We didn't. As I said, alone. I'm a lone wolf of sorts. But as fate would have it, the E I know and the M I know, but the C has evaded me. So it's energy is the E and M is mass, but energy. C, what the fuck? Mass. Like what? What are you?
I'm gonna go with constant. If it's a constant,
you want to go with constant.
Well, because it's the...
What would Kyron put in?
You don't want to go with speed of light at all?
That being the constant?
Well, that's the first option that we have available is Hopkins's pace, the speed, oh, speed of light.
Am I wrong? Is and you know, I'm just pulling this out of my ass. Like so many things have been before. It's where isn't it that you explained it, how like a train can be going fast. And it's just, no, there is a way. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. It's like Ushka, your mother got on a train and she's not coming back.
Yes.
Yes. Your relativity towards the space between you and your relative is forever increasing. Yeah. It's increasing forever. Yes.
So the C is commitment.
I can't help but think about the people who are listening to this who know this as from the moment you said it and have had to listen to us talk for so long.
I don't think they're listening to this.
They're listening.
Yeah, okay, sure.
They're listening to 7 a.m.
It's like Ushka.
And to be honest, they are listening to two dogs and two podcasters. So what are we expected to know? You know?
Do you want to put constant?
Yeah. Yeah, let's go constant.
All right, we'll put constant. That's 10 questions. Congratulations, made it to the end. How do you feel you did?
I think we had a couple of good ones in there, a couple of guesses. We should hopefully get over half for sure. What's the most you've got?
10.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through. Let's have a look here. Let's see how you did. Question number one was, who was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee on April 4, 1968? You said Martin Luther King, and it's Martin Luther King. First one right out of the gate.
Great.
I feel bad cheering about that one.
Yeah.
Open the account.
Yes.
Question two, which Italian pasta name translates to little tongues? You said linguine, and it's linguine.
Oh.
Two so far.
Ooh.
Two. Delicious.
Question three was multiple choice. You said the Gulf of Mexico was the largest gulf in the world, and you are correct.
And hats.
Hey.
And hat. And hat. Yes. That's right.
Largest hat in the world.
That one was based on good evidence. Question number four. Which French king was overthrown during the French Revolution? You said Louis the 14th, and it was Louis the 16th.
Oh, God damn it.
Two Louis later. Question number five. Australian swimmer Emma McKeon won how many medals at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics? You said six, but it's seven.
Oh,
you idiot, Alex. One. You idiot.
You fucking moron. You fucking idiot.
Question number six was, who fought for truth, justice, and the American way? You thought it was Superman, and you were right.
Wow. The original Proud Boy.
Question seven, Royal Bluebell is the floral emblem of, you said Tassie, but it's ACT.
God damn it.
Oh, that was Sue. I mean, Ushka.
Ushka. Ushka, daughter of Babushka. Question eight, which former South African president is the subject of a long-running corruption trial due to restart on August 10th? You're correct in saying it's Jacob Zuma, bringing you to five answers correct so far. Question nine, who is in love according to the title of a Ricky Lee Jones song? You said Susie, but you're wrong.
No, you idiot.
It's Chuck E. Chuck E. And question 10, in the physics equation, E equals MC squared. You said that the C stands for constant, but you should have listened to Hopkins the dog because it's speed of light. The C stands for speed of light, bringing you to five. 5 out of 10. I would call that a credit.
No, that's very kind of you to call that a credit. I think 50% is the definition of just a pass
of just
or
the pass.
Participation. But look, no, just happy with the team. I mean, much like a husky squad, dogs pulling together in the right direction gets us the result that we desire. So
nah,
good work.
Nah, we don't respect
everybody.
Them. They're just sheep.
No brains for themselves.
The sheep of the dog world. Sheep.
Hopkins, thank you for being here today. It's been wonderful to actually finally meet you.
Yeah.
After all this time.
Thanks for setting up the mic.
You know, we always talk about, actually, Reese and I always discuss how it would be great to chat.
Yeah, just so and is there anything you want to tell me?
Yeah, well, Reese always says that he just always wants to tell you that it's okay, we're coming back. If we ever go anywhere, we're coming back. So just know that. Just know that we are coming back.
He said he was coming back. He said he was just going to go to New Zealand for a few days.
You're right. He was lying about that. So thank you very much. I'll pass on to Reese Nicholson that you were disappointed at him on that occasion.
Thank you. And always, you know, feel free to, you know, to everyone listening out there, there's some great pictures of me on Reese's Instagram. So, you know.
Yep. At like, Reese Nicholson.
At Reese Nicholson, like.
And perhaps you'll appear at Reese Nicholson and Friends, because you are one of Reese's friends, Hopkins, at those shows at Comedy Republic later this year.
I did offer my performance skills, and he said, no, we spent too much on the carpets, so I'm not allowed near the venue.
Well, thank you for being here, Hops. And Ushka, the Polsky hunting dog, thank you for being here as well.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you. I will have to change my name and erase my history when I leave here because I've said too much. But while it lasted, thank you.
What do you think you'd change your name to? You're obviously in love with the name Susie, knowing so many songs about Susies.
It's a name that has plagued many people their whole lives. yes, maybe Susie. I think, look, I've got to keep it under my collar.
Of course,
now.
You couldn't tell
I
us.
I could not tell you. So
I know a great Susie. Susie Yusuf is a fantastic Susie.
She sounds like a bitch.
Which is a nice thing to say, right?
Oh, yeah. You know,
it's our word.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
actually, Alex and I actually own a with Reese, who's not here, a comedy theatre called Comedy Republic that this Susie Yusuf actually named.
She did. She could not think of the word she meant at the time, but she did name it.
She said comedy referenda, and I said, do you mean Comedy Republic? And she said, Republic, that's it.
She drinks a lot. She really does.
Oh, you know her. You're friends with her.
I've heard rumours.
Well, thank you, Ushka, for being here, and congratulations, Alex, on 5 out of 10.
Thank you very much, Cara. An absolute pleasure to be on. It's not a pleasure. It's an honour to be
I
on.
I think, I think Reese got 5 once, so how does that make you feel?
Great.
All right.
I mean, I love Reese. Oh. Much respect for Reese Nicholson and the educational systems there in Newcastle to get him where he is today.
Mm. Well, that's it for Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.